Thank you for braving the elements to come to Mass. Today, of course, is the third day in the octave of Christmas. And by long tradition, the Church celebrates the feast of the beloved apostle, St. John the Evangelist, on this day. And St. John is responsible for quite a body of work in the New Testament. First, he wrote the fourth gospel, but he also wrote three epistles, and he is the author of the book of Revelation. Of course, St. John is also the only one of the 12 apostles to die a natural death. The others suffered martyrdom for Christ. We know that St. John escaped martyrdom not by running away, but by the power of Almighty God. He was actually thrown into a cauldron of boiling oil and was preserved untouched and unharmed. And so furious was the emperor, he exiled him to that Greek island of Patmos, where by long-standing ancient tradition, this is where he wrote the book of Revelation. But eventually, John returned from exile and lived a very long life, more than 100 years, and died in that Christian city of Ephesus, where he was buried. All of that's good for us to realize, but in and of itself, it doesn't make a lot of difference. We have to ask ourselves, why did the Lord Jesus choose this very young man to be his apostle? Well, what Jesus saw and loved in St. John and wanted for his church, right down to this very day, for you and me, is what St. John does, not just on Good Friday, the only one who doesn't abandon Jesus in his hour, the greatest hour of his suffering and death, but he remains steadfast with our Blessed Mother. And on Easter Sunday, he is the only one who is referred to not by name, but by what he does. He sees and believes. That runs through all of his three epistles, and it's also contained in the book of Revelation. And so the Church rightly venerates this great saint, this great apostle, but the Church, in venerating St. John the Evangelist, is presenting to us that really holy virtue, that holy characteristic of seeing and believing. And it is through St. John that we too see and believe. But it's for us to nurture that belief, strengthen the sight of the eyes of our faith with what St. John the Evangelist urged in all of his writings, with that intimate union and communion with Jesus. We do that best here at the altar of sacrifice. We do that in our daily prayers. We do that imitating the charity, the abiding love for God and others that Jesus is the standard for us, so that in time we too, as John says so beautifully in his first epistle, we will see with our eyes, we will touch with our hands life itself, Jesus.